Timmins' mayoral race is up to three candidates. Schumacher's Joe Campbell is running for the top seat in the city. Michelle Boileau and Richard Lafleur are also candidates for the position. Yesterday, five people added their names to the unofficial list of candidates for the October 24 municipal election. The deadline to register is today, August 19, at 2 p.m. So far, there are races in every ward, except Ward 1, where the only candidate as of 10 a.m. is incumbent Rock Whistle. Campbell has served as the Schumacher councillor for the past two terms and had a 40-plus year career in accounting. He issued a news release about running for mayor today. His platform includes tackling why Timmins residents pay more in taxes, working to increase affordable housing opportunities, freezing taxes to take off the pressure of inflation, and lobbying upper tiers of government for more funding for treatment facilities to help with the homeless and opioid crises locally. He says he's running to give City Hall back to the taxpayers. It's time to raise the level of transparency, accountability, and fiscal responsibility. Complete and accurate information is critical to give residents the tools required to hold their elected officials accountable. This is particularly important at budget time, where a lack of understanding by the taxpayers leads to disengagement, he said in the news release. Over the last term, Campbell said he paid a heavy price for not compromising his principle of being a voice for the people at the council table. He would embrace the opportunity to be a mayor for all residents, as the face of Timmins changes. I will cultivate relationships with all the diverse groups that now make up Timmins. I have no personal agenda except to serve all residents and wards equally and fairly. The role of council is that of a governance body, and that should never be compromised by any elected official in the performance of their duties. As part of a governance body, sometimes you need to ask the tough questions, he said. Former Mayor Steve Black is looking to return to the table and has filed for the Ward 5 councillor seat, which he has held in the past. There are also two new candidates in Ward 3, Carter Lukic and Sylvain Lacroix. Michelle Mailloux also signed up to be a French separate school board trustee. Related. Want to run for city council? Here's what you need to know in Timmins. There are 9 seats at the table. The mayor is elected at large, with everyone getting to cast a ballot. One councillor is elected for Ward 1, Mountjoy, Ward 2, South Porcupine, Ward 3, Schumacher, and Ward 4, Porcupine, and Ward 5, Timmins, is represented by 4 councillors. You can look at the ward maps here. The unofficial list of candidates so far is Ward 1, Rock Whistle, incumbent, Ward 2, Mickey Auger, incumbent, Marcus Niebler, Lauren Feldman, Ward 3, Bill Gavazdanovich, Carter Lukic, Sylvain Lacroix, Ward 4, John Curley, incumbent, Tim Jamieson, Kenneth Carl Steinbrunner, Ward 5, Corey Robin, incumbent, Neil David Siblel, Ed Edge Stesiewicz, Veronica Farrell, Andrew Marks, incumbent, Kristen Murray, incumbent, Rick DeBoe, Steve Black, mayor, Michelle Boileau, Richard Lafleur, Joe Campbell, English Public School Board trustee, Mark Clements, Bob Brush, Stephen Munier, English Separate School Board trustee, Colleen Landers, Ron McInnes, Paula Delgaidis, Fred Salvador, Glenn Shekulski, French Public School Board trustee, Liliane Francis, Nicole Arkand, French Separate School Board trustee, Langis Dion, Paul Street Jean, Denis Belanger, Michelle Mailloux. Timmins today will publish the full list of unofficial candidates this afternoon when the nominations close. The certified list of candidates will be available on Monday, August 22. What do you want to hear from the candidates in this election? Email the top issues on your mind to Maja@timminstoday.com.